Here with redshirt freshman linebacker of the NDSU Bison, Peter Haugo. Peter, last weekend, homecoming for you guys at the Fargo Dome. What was the atmosphere like? What were the emotions like being able to play in front of close to 20,000 on homecoming?
Yeah, it was awesome just running out of the tunnel and seeing a ton of fans out there, especially on homecoming. Everybody was bringing the juice and the energy. And I think the fans even knew that we had to get back from last year in the regular season and the year prior. So there was definitely an edge to the crowd.
It was, in game action, probably the most amount of reps that you've gotten in a game so far in your young collegiate career. What was it like for you being out onto the field for a few more reps and getting those opportunities?
Yeah, it was just kind of like a settling in moment. I feel like in most other games, it's kind of been, I've kind of been starstruck almost. But now getting those reps under my belt, I feel a lot more confident in the games to come. And it was just great to get that experience and get some more reps under my belt.
You mentioned kind of being starstruck, going from high school football in North Dakota at Fargo North to now playing in the Missouri Valley, getting that first taste of it last weekend. What were the differences in that, and how did high school football locally help prepare you for what you're going up against in the gauntlet now?
Yeah, I would say just the Missouri Valley is so physical, and really there's no high school state or nowhere you could play in high school that will prepare you truly for what you're going to get here. But I think just my teammates did a really good job of pushing me in practice at North, because those are some of the better players I'd be playing against. So they pushed me to really just become the best player I can to prepare me for where I am now.
What has been the biggest difference for you so far being a collegiate athlete versus what you grew up playing?
I would just say the time management. You put so much more time into playing college football, right? The meetings that nobody sees, the early morning meetings, just the time you put into preparing your body to go to war every weekend. Just putting in 6, 7, 8 hour days committed to football, whereas, in high school it's a day of class and then you get 2 hours of football after, so.
When you committed to NDSU, you were going to be a linebacker. A freshman, though, Coach Polisek's first year, you guys were thin at running back. You got some reps and opportunities there. Now you're back at linebacker full time. What have you been able to improve most in your game now that you're back to just focusing on that one spot, playing linebacker each and every Saturday?
I would say playing running back really helped me see the offenses now playing defense in a different aspect, where I don't think I would be able to sniff out run plays as well as I can right now. And just gives me last year it also gave me the experience just getting out on the field. So even though I was starstruck in a sense, I still have more confidence in my abilities now. So
as we're wrapping up the conversation, this is going to be your first crack at a road Missouri Valley contest this weekend. Yeah. It's the Valley's game of the week. I know Coach tries to push that stuff out, but you guys will be playing in the evening under the lights, ESPN+, all those fun fireworks that people like to talk about. How are you preparing for that first road Valley action as a collegiate athlete?
Kind of just taking it day by day. I'm not really trying to look forward to Saturday, just focusing on Tuesday's practice and following the captain's lead, following Cott, following Nathan, just watching how they prepare and kind of trying to model what I'm doing after what some of the vets are doing. So
definitely nothing wrong with that. Last thing I have for you is now kind of being a part of the game day rituals, being one of those guys that's out there, he's competing, you're getting reps. From your perspective, what needs to go right for the Code Green defense for you guys to be successful against nationally ranked Illinois State squad Saturday to get a win?
Yeah, I just think we need to shut the run down early and just continue to play physical ball. I think the better tackling team will win, as Coach Olson always preaches. And if we go out there, hit them hard, hit them fast, and tackle, I think we'll have a shot.